This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. Yesterday we saw in Sif Chaf Aleph that every parsha after you read it, you should read it well, carefully, three times, and then you should read it again before you put it into the bayis. Siv Chav Beis. Toiv Lenasais HaKolmos Koidem Sheyascha Lichtav HaParsha. It is a good idea to test out the pen before you begin to write the parsha. Shelo Yehei Olav Diyo Yoyser Midai V'Yavsid. You don't want it to be leaking out too much ink and it will ruin. V'chein Yizar Koidem Sheyichtav Kol Shem. Likewise, you should be careful before you write every Shem of Hashem. Likrois Koma Shekasav, to read over everything you wrote. Kidei Shelo Yavoy Lidei Geniza Al Yada, you don't want it to come to have to be buried because of you. So, before you come to write Hashem's name, read over everything you wrote, because if what you wrote before wasn't good, then you'll end up having to bury it with because it has Hashem's name in it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Kufhei. Sivkatan Kufhei. Koidem Sheyaschal. Eino Ratzolomer B'tchilas HaParsha Dafka. It doesn't just mean you should test the pen before the beginning of the Parsha. Ela Koidem Sheyaschal Lichtav BaParsha. But before you begin to write in the parsha, meaning wherever you're up to, before you start to write, you should test out the pen. Masha kasav, ba'isa parsha, in that parsha. V'loi hashalifaneha, and not before it. Meaning, before you start, you should test out the pen. And also, you should be careful before you write any shame, to write everything you wrote before in that parsha, but not the parsha before that. Al Yadai. Now this is an interesting halacha. Uchshatoyvel hakomol zuchta b'es Hashem. When you're toivel the pen to write Hashem's name, lo yascha lichtoiv oisu miyad. Don't write immediately. Shelo yafsiden b'ri b'rodiyo, because you might ruin it with too much ink. In other words, when you dip the quill into the inkwell, don't immediately write, because at that time there's still a lot of ink dripping on it. So you want to wait a little bit and then write. Ayula yeshalav seyar. Maybe there'll be a hair on it. Lo yitzek sav miyushar. And the ksav will not come out smoothly. You also have to sanctify the ink that's on the quill before you write Hashem's name. Therefore, you should have in mind to leave it go one letter. Meaning, whenever you write Hashem's name, always leave over one letter before to write, so that when you're starting to write Hashem's name, it's not the first letter being written. And the Dershu points out, that's how you're Mekadesh the ink. You're Mekadesh the ink on the Kumos by writing one letter before. And what V'im lo yasakein, and if you didn't do this, in other words, you didn't leave over one letter to write before you wrote Hashem's name, Yechapis achar ois oitag shetzricha diyai. Look for a letter or a crown that needs some ink, v'malena, and fill it, v'koysev es Hashem. So there's an inyan that in order to ensure that Hashem's name is written properly, and in order to ensure that it's written b'kedusha, that either you leave over a letter to write before that, or you fix up a letter that needs some more ink, and by doing that, you'll make sure that when you come to writing Hashem's name, it will be with the appropriate amount of ink, and it will be niskadish. What if you need to stick the quill back into the inkwell before you finish Hashem's name? So then the remaining letters of Hashem's name you're going to be writing with fresh ink. So the Mishnah says, what you do is take from some of the ink of the letters of Hashem's name before that are still wet, v'yigmar Hashem. But don't dip the quill back into the inkwell. Don't be toivel. Oh, excuse me. Be toivel in the letters before Hashem's name that are still wet, but don't dip the pen in the letters of Hashem's name themselves. So in other words, if you need more ink, don't get the ink from the other letters of Hashem's name. Get it from previous letters written. Okay, there are those who are lenient, to dip it in the letters of Hashem's name themselves. It's not considered a disgrace. Since it's in order to write the other letters of Hashem's name. If the letters before are not moist, Azai yitbo mechadash, then you should be toival in the inkwell again, and vichapes achar oisoy tog shatzichan diyevichanal, and look for another letter or crown that needs a little bit more ink, so that when you're writing the other letters of Hashem's name, it's not with a fresh ink. V'chol zehu lemitzvah, all of this is a mitzvah, meaning it's a good practice. Loyli kuva b'diavad, it's not ma'ake b'diavad. In other words, b'diavad, if you want to write Hashem's name with fresh ink, and even if you weren't mekadesh it by writing a different letter first, b'diavad, it's okay. Siv chav gimel. Im matza shechisar ois achas. If you found that you're missing a letter, ein loy takana. There's no way to fix it. If you left out a letter while you're writing mezuzah or tefillin, there's no way to fix it. Because you're going to go back and fix it, everything written afterwards was Shalai Kesidron. Sheim Kain Hayuksuvin Shalai Kesidron, because then it was written not in order. Upsulin, and it's going to be possible, Mishum Dechsiv, Vehayu, it says, and it will be Bahava Yasin Yehu, it has to be the way it appears in the Torah. Vim Yiter Oisachas, but what if I added an extra letter? Can I erase it? Or do we say that then it's also a problem of everything after that is Shalai Kesidron? Yesh Loi Takana Ayidei Sheyigar Oisa. There is a remedy by scraping it. Imhi B'soiv Teva Oy B'tchilasa. If it's at the end of a word or the beginning. But if it's going to be in the middle of the word, Avlemhi B'emtza Teva Loi. Because Mishum D'chshay Yigro, when you scrape, Yenira Kishtei Tevois, it's going to look like two words. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Takana behashlama. If you left out a letter, there's no way to fix it by filling it in. Umari shemikana tsofer parsha. So you'll say, what do you mean? There is a takana. I'll fill in the letter and then I'll erase from afterwards. No. Umari shemikana tsofer parsha yeshem shenem chakim. We're talking about where. From where you need to erase till the end, there are names of Hashem that you're not erased. Silav hachi. Otherwise, yigrar out of sefer. You could scrape whatever was written. Bahava yasan yihu. We learn out from the hayu that the tefillin and mezuzah have to be written kesidron. Perish kaseder shenachdavis v'tayra yuksuvim. The order that it's written in the Torah, they have to be written. Ois achas. One letter. If you added one letter, v'im kasav teva yisera. If you wrote one extra word, yigarena, you could scrape out the word. And you could leave the place blank. There's no isser. In other words, if let's say you wrote a random word in the Tfona and the Mezuzos, that's not a problem. So you erase it. Unless, you know, sometimes you could make a resh very long. So, if the last letter of the previous word is a letter that you could elongate to fill up the space, and then you do that. Ve'en ha'cholak poisal, and the empty space is not a psul kol she'en b'mekoymoy kishir ha'revach, she'ben parsha l'parsha, provided that the empty space is not the amount of space of the revach between one parsha and another, shehu kedei tes oisiois, which is nine letters. Lufamim yesh takana afilu bazeh. Sometimes there's a takana even when there's a space of nine letters. If, let's say, the last letter of the previous word is something that could be elongated to minimize the shear, the revach of tesoisies. V'yoyser mizeh, even more than this. De'ba'oifen zeh she'yipasal atvel machmas ha'revach. That in this situation, where the tefillin may become possible because of the empty space, az afilu im besiyam ha'tevel shelfanea, yesham hei oikof, then even if at the end of the line before it, there is a hey or a kuf, yucha lahamshich gagan, you could elongate the roof of the hey or the kuf, kedei lamayit harevach, in order to minimize the space. Even though if you elongate the kuf or elongate the hey, the leg of the hey and the leg of the kuf will be in the middle and not at the end of the letter. In kveda b'diavad b'diavad, that's not a problem. The Dirshu brings that later on, there's a machlokes rishonim in the letter hey, if the left leg needs to be keneged the soif hagag, or even be'emtsa. Now it's interesting, he paskins that it does need to be at the end. And the Mishnah Berurah says if it's not possible to fix, then you can be soimech on the rishonim that hold that it's okay. But here, he holds that you could be lenient because there's no other way to fix it. Let's say you wrote two words. In other words, you repeated a word. Mezuzois, mezuzois. You should erase the second one, not the first one. Why? Because the first one, when it was written kedin, the teva rishayna kedin nechdav. The first word was written kahalacha. Ve'im koidem arishayna, yesh ois sheyacha lamashchai. However, if before the first word there's a letter that you could elongate, then it's better to erase the first word. That's better to erase the first word. Why? In order to be choshesh for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that a shear of a parsha is three letters, and if you're going to erase the second word, you're going to have more than three letter space. But if I erase the first word, I can elongate the last letter before it. So that's what you should do. Sheyigrar. If there's... The Mechaber said that if you wrote an extra letter, you could scrape it if it's at the beginning or end of a word. But if it's in the middle, it's going to be a problem because it will look like two words. Sheyigrar v'loy mifsal ha'parsha mishum chak tuchais. You say, how could you erase it? But now you're rendering kosher the parsha through erasing. Isn't that chak tuchais? Just like you can't render a letter correct by scraping, how could you render a parsha correct by scraping? No. Kimachain oisa maisa b'guf ha'tevois v'oisiois. You're not doing any act in the word itself or the letters. You're just removing something entirely to be machshir so that there's not an extra a letter. That's okay, as long as you're not creating words or letters through chak tuchais. But you could be machshir al yidei erasing. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much. We'll continue in Sivkat and Kuf Yud Beis next week. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.